கோபகபர சாயம் கொண்டு கிரே கோபடாம் ஜாய் பிருந்தாவனம் கி ஜாய் மஜோடாம் கி ஜாய் நவனித்தம் கி ஜாய் ஜெகத சாமி கி ஜாய் யமுனமாய கி ஜாய் ஸ்ரீமதி பிரலாசி தேவி கி ஜாய் சமவேத வாக்கா பிரந்த கி ஜாய் கோ பிரபலந்த All glory is to the Son of the Lord Jesus. All glory is to the Son of the Lord Jesus. All glory is to the Son of the Lord Jesus. All glory is to Shri Guru and Gauranga Shitabhupati Jai. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Jai.
Jai.
So, as I mentioned, today is the commemoration of the appearance day of Sripad Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya appeared in the year, according to some Bible verse, 1017. So this is 2017 now, for those of you who are keeping count. So Om Maganatu Radasha Kalanjanasha Japsula Vidikam Tosmai Shiva. So anyway, so Ramanujacharya is the head of the Sri Sampradaya. There's four Sampradayas. There's the Sri Lakshmi Sampradaya, there's the Kumara Sampradaya, there's the Brahma Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya. And he's the modern day Acharya of the Sri Sampradaya. And he taught the philosophy of Vishishtadvaita, which, of course, the children, it's going to be hard for them to understand that. But basically that means, in simple language, Advaita means one. Right? A one. So he was arguing with the impersonalist or the monist who said they were all one. We're God, I'm God, you're all God, every God. And so he taught that yes, we are one, but there's also a difference. It's very similar to Lord Chaitanya's philosophy of what? Anyone know them? Ajitya Beta Beta Tattva, which means we're one and different simultaneously. So he said, yes, we're one, but also there's differentiation between the one. So that was Ramanujacharya's philosophical contribution. So we're going to talk about his life right now, which is a very, very interesting life. So he was born very close to modern-day Chennai, which some of you may know as Madras. And before him, there were many great Vaishnavas in South India. This is South India. And these Vaishnavas were known as the Alvaras. You've heard about this? Anyone heard of the name before? That means they were the great poets. And some of those poets, the Alvaras, they were ladies, and some of them were men. Very, very famous, and they established Krishna consciousness all over South India. Actually, there was actually competition between the Alvaras and the Nayanavaras, which means the followers of Lord Shiva. So these two camps, you know, the Shiva Bhaktas and the Vishnu Bhaktas, they were sometimes fighting each other. And you see this very much prominent in this one place called Kanchipuram. So, Sumukha's been to Kanchipuram with us. Remember that? Kanchipuram, there's part of Kanchipuram that says Vishnu Kanchi and part of it says Shiva Kanchi. Very interesting. And for those of you who are ladies, they have the best saris in the world there. Hand loom saris. Remember that?
Yes.
You went crazy buying your wife's saris there. He was up all night long. But I went to sleep. Anyway, So for the deities, they're very nice saris for the deities. These are handloom. You won't see any saris like this anywhere else in the three worlds, basically. So that's Kanchi. So he appeared right near Kanchi. And he, before him, we're talking about Ramanujacharya. Before him, there's the great Acharya, Yamunacharya. And Yamunacharya really helped solidify all the worship in the temple of Sri Rangam. Sri Rangam is further south than Kanchi. And Sri Rangam, we have Lord Ranganath. And Lord Ranganath is so big, he's lying down and he's bigger than this whole altar here. There's actually three altars when you go to see Lord Ranganath. Has anyone gone to see Lord Ranganath? Yeah. Very, very big. And in that temple of Sri Rangam, there is the samadhi of Sripad Ramanujacharya. And in that samadhi, there's the actual body of Ramanujacharya sitting. They preserve it. You've all seen that too? And he's sitting there like with his danda. What's that? Yeah, the fingernails are still growing. And the hair is still growing. So he's sitting there. They wrapped him with some medicinal cloth, but he's sitting there. And that's his main temple. So before that was Yamunacharya. So Yamunacharya was a great preacher. So, but let's talk about, there's many stories about Yamunacharya. Let's talk about Ramanujacharya right now. So Ramanujacharya is considered to be an incarnation of Lakshman. That's why it's called Ramanuja. And it's interesting, his appearance day falls just before the appearance day of Lord Ram, Ram Nomi. Very, very interesting. So anyway, so he's Lakshman, and he was brought up in a Brahmin family. He was a Brahmin, of course, and in Kanchi. And what happened is that he was associating with this great devotee of Yamunacharya, who I mentioned before. And this great devotee of Yamunacharya was now named Kanchi Purna. But there was an interesting thing. This great devotee of Yamunacharya was not in a Brahmin family. So Ramanujacharya was associating with this great devotee who was not in a Brahmin family, and Ramanujacharya's wife, Raksha Kambo, was very upset because she was a ritualistic Brahmin. She was very upset. My husband's associating with this low-class person. But actually we know if one sees a Vaishnava according to the body or according to the birth, or if one sees the deity as being made of stone, that means one is possessed of hellish intelligence. You understand? One is especially demoniac. The deity is not stone, and the Vaishnava is not of a particular nationality, particular caste. So Ramanujacharya understood that. So his wife was very upset. We'll get back to that in a second. Remember, his wife was very upset. So in the same time, he had a guru, and his name was Yadava Prakash. But this guru was not Krishna conscious. This guru thought, we're all God. And the guru aggravated his disciple one day. This guru, Yadava Prakash, was reading from the Chandogya Upanishad. And in the Chandogya Upanishad, it talks about the Lord's, the reddish on the Lord's feet and palms and eyes. And what happened is this guru was describing or comparing the reddish on Krishna's eyes and the reddish on Krishna's hands and feet to be like the back end of a monkey. That's horrible, isn't it? To say, because any of you have been to Vrindavan, you know sometimes the back end of the monkey is kind of reddish. Some of the monkeys. So, Ramanujacharya was very, very upset. And so what he did is he started crying. He was massaging his guru at the same time. And his guru said, what's the problem? And Ramanujacharya said, you're wrong, Gurudev. And the guru got very angry. He said, what's your explanation of this Chandogya Upanishad? And Ramanujacharya said, the Lord's lotus eyes and feet and hands are reddish like a lotus flower. He understood the same word a little bit differently. So the guru got really angry. A second time, he actually defeated his guru, and his guru thought, I got to kill this disciple. Nice guru. Isn't it? You all like to have a guru like this? Anyway, so he said, I got to kill the disciple. So he went and he told Ramanuja, let's go on a pilgrimage to the Ganges. Because his guru was thinking, that if I kill my disciple and I go bathing in the Ganges, I'll be free of sin. So that's our method. When we kill people, we go bathing in the Ganges, right? Doesn't work. So he was thinking like that. And so he went on pilgrimage with all his disciples to the Ganges, which is North India, basically. And Ramanujacharya escaped in the middle of the night and was able to find his way back to Kanchi. So when the guru came back, the guru was, this Ramanujacharya is bad news. So, but later on, his guru became defeated by his disciple, Ramanujacharya, and the guru took initiation from his disciple. Very unusual relationship. Anyway, that's another story. So let's get back to Ramanujacharya's wife, which we mentioned a second ago. Remember? We talked about Rakshakambal. She didn't like that Ramanujacharya was associating with this great devotee Kanchipurna. So, Ramanujacharya's wife, very ritualistic Brahmin. So what happened is one time Ramanujacharya invited his guru over for prasadam. This is a siksha guru, not diksha guru. And so the guru came over early, ate the food that Rakshakambal, Ramanujacharya's wife, had cooked. And then Ramanujacharya wasn't there this time because he was expecting his guru later. And then his wife cleaned all the plates, threw the plates away, cleaned everything up with cow manure, and fed all the remnants either to a shooter or to a dog. So Ramanujacharya comes back and he says, Priya, I guess that's what you call your wife, said, what happened? Did my guru come? And she said, yes, he ate. And Ramanujacharya said, did you save any remnants? And she said, no, yuck. I threw them to the dogs and to shudras. And Ramanujacharya got very angry at his wife. And then another time, his wife was taking water out of the well. At the same time, Ramanujacharya's guru's wife was doing the same thing, and some of the water from his guru's wife's bucket fell into Ramanujacharya's wife's bucket. And Ramanujacharya's wife got so angry, she threw the water away, and when Ramanujacharya heard that, he thought, that's finished with the marriage. So what he did, he was very tricky. He sent a letter, he made believe the letter was coming from his wife's father. And he sent a letter with a Brahmin to deliver to his wife that there was a marriage in her village of one of the relatives. So please come. And so she got the letter and then she told Ramanuja, I have to go to see this marriage. And Ramanujacharya said, don't worry, I'll be coming shortly after you. So as soon as his wife left town, he went, Haribo! And he took sannyas. Trying to keep it simple for the children. So he took sannyas. And that was, anyway, he never saw his wife again, obviously, after he took sannyas. So then Ramanujacharya wanted to see Jamunacharya, the previous guru in the line of the cyclic succession. So he went to see him, and when he went to see him, Jamunacharya had just passed away, just left this world. And Jamunacharya's body was lying there, and his fist was clenched. Three fingers of his hand were clenched like this. And all the disciples of Jamunacharya were asking, why did he do it? Why did he do that when he passed away? And Ramanujacharya knew. He said, the reason is that three aspects or three parts of his mission were not finished. One is that he didn't teach people all over the world about Krishna consciousness. Another one was he didn't write a Vedanta commentary. Vedanta is a very important literature. All the acharyas or all the sampradayas have a commentary. And he didn't name a disciple Parashara. There were three different things. And as he said that, Jamunacharya said that, Ramanujacharya said that, the three fingers of Jamunacharya opened up like that. Wow. Then they understood that Ramanujacharya was the next guru or the next acharya in the disciplic succession. So, Anyway, there's more stories about Ramanujacharya. So, we mentioned before he gave his guru initiation after that point. Then, he went to Srirangam to take initiation, to actually take initiation, before his guru was, Kanchipurna was his Siksha guru, just giving him instruction. But he wanted to take initiation, and he heard that there was this mantra: if you chant it, you get liberated. Anyone who hears it gets liberated. But it was a secret mantra. So he went to this guru, the person he wanted to take the mantra from. His name was Goshti Purna. And he begged him for the mantra. And the guru said, no, you're not qualified. So then he went away, came back, begged again. Oh, no. And he kept begging. Finally, the guru said, all right, I'll give you the mantra. But this mantra can liberate anyone who hears it. And you can't tell anyone the mantra. It's a secret. So his guru gave him the mantra, whispered in his ear, like that. And then the next thing Ramanujacharya did, he went to the tallest building in the city and said, here's the mantra, Om Namah Narayanaya, Om Namah Narayanaya. Everyone chant. And his guru came out and said, you rascal. You have disobeyed your guru's order. You have broken the third offense on chanting Hare Krishna. And so he said, you're going to hell. And Ramanujacharya said, okay, Gurudev, I'm willing to go to hell, but I want everyone else to go back to God. And so the guru then offered obeisances to Ramanujacharya and said, you're my guru and I'm your disciple. So many nice stories like this. So then, he started to travel and to try to get the deity worship done nicely all over India. He went to Jagannath Puri, and he wasn't happy with the deity worship there because they weren't regulated. They were doing deity worship anytime they wanted to. Mangalarti, 10 o'clock in the morning, not exactly, but like that. And he got very upset. But Lord Jagannath, he was liking that type of deity worship. Not that you should do that here. But Lord Jagannath, he thought, boy, this is nice. People love me. You know, this is a holy place. You can get away with anything in Vrindavan. Not you, but the Vrajavasis can. Or in Jagannath Puri. So what happened is that Lord Jagannath didn't like him interfering with the spontaneous service. And Lord Jagannath threw him away. And he ended up in this place called Kurmakshetra, which in Kurmakshetra there's a deity of Lord Kurma. Lord Kurma is a turtle, a tortoise. Very nice. I think some of you have been to Kurmakshetra. Just one of you. Kurmakshetra is south of Jagannath Puri. Just south of Jagannath Puri. He's been there with me. And they have a whole zoo full of turtles there. And they have a self-manifested turtle incarnation of Krishna in which they worship. It's called Kurmakshetra. Very beautiful place. They gave us a nice reception, I remember. They were very nice. We had a whole group, 30 devotees. We took 30 devotees in a bus all around South India. I was the tour guide. And they received us. They put a turban on me and cloth and received me very nice. An ancient temple. And so Ramanujacharya, at first thought, was a deity of Lord Shiva, but then when he understood it was karma, he was very happy. So, anyway, that's Jagannath Puri. So he continued to preach all over. Many, many stories. Another story is very interesting, is that the king of Chola, which is a part of India, was worshipping Shiva. As we mentioned before, there's two groups in South India. There's the Shiva Bhaktas and Vishnu Bhaktas. And Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. We respect him and worship him too. But he was trying to stop Vishnu worship, this king. And he said, let me call for Ramanujacharya. And Ramanujacharya knew that this king was going to kill him. So Ramanujacharya sent his disciple instead, dressed up as him. His name was Kuresh. And this Kuresh, he had perfect memory. He could remember everything. So Kuresh went before the king, didn't listen to the king, and the king put his eyes out, blinded him. So later on, that king became known as Krimi Kanta, which means warm throat. So he died from an infection in the throat. But Koresh was blind. So Ramanujacharya said, go to the deity of Aradhata Raja and ask for your eyes back. And so he went to the deity, and instead of asking for his eyes back, he asked that the king would be forgiven. That's a Vaishnava. It's amazing, isn't it? Most of us, if someone does something to us, we want to get even! Kill him! Especially the men. Right? The men are really bad. Even the little boys, they like to fight. It's horrible. Girls are much nicer. So what happened is that he was praying for the king. And Ramanujacharya said, why did you pray for the king? Your eyes belong to me. So pray again. So he prayed to the deity. And he fainted and he got back his eyes. Amazing story. Amazing story. So Ramanujacharya was very expert in preaching. One time he was preaching to this whole group of people who didn't accept Krishna or Shiva. And he defeated them and they all committed suicide. That was the problem. And then another interesting story. So many stories about Ramanujacharya. Another interesting story is, once upon a time, Ramanujacharya was out on Harinam Sankirtan with his disciples. And as he was out, he noticed that there was a man who was fanning his girlfriend. He was walking backwards, holding an umbrella, like a Rath Yatra. But his Rath Yatra was, Sri Yatra. So anyway, he was fanning his girlfriend and walking backwards. And all the brahmacharyas said, look at that idiot. And Ramanujacharya said, no, don't make fun of him. I want to find out what the problem is. So he called the man over. The man's name was Dhanardas. And he said to the man, why are you doing this? And Dhanardas said, because she has beautiful eyes. And Ramanujacharya said, okay, I understand. If I show you someone with more beautiful eyes, will you be happy? And he said, yes. He was thinking there was another girl. He said, come with me tonight. So he brought the man with him tonight to see the deity of Lord Ranganath. And he saw the eyes of Lord Ranganath and he said, wow, he's more attractive than my girlfriend. So then Ramanujacharya arranged for him to actually get married to his wife. And this man was so renounced after that, such a great devotee, that even though Ramanujacharya's disciples used to criticize this man, oh, he just attached for a husband, married a beautiful wife. You know, all the brahmacharyas sometimes do that. It's very common. The brahmacharyas get very upset. Very, very upset. So Ramanujacharya had a plan. He wanted to show them how attached they were and what a good devotee Dhanardas was. So one night, while all the brahmacharyas and sannyasis were sleeping, he took all their clothes and switched it. Like he took one person's clothes and put it in front of another person, and then another person in front of another person, and the brahmacharyas and sannyasis woke up and they started fighting each other. You took my clothes, you rascal! Boom, boom! And all the brahmacharis were fighting. And Ramanujacharya said, wow, you're really attached to your clothes. When I was a young devotee, we all shared the clothes when I was a brahmacharya. We had one big box, everyone's clothes were there. Socks, dhotis, kurtas, because we didn't have kurtas in those days. We had t-shirts like this. Everything was there in one big box. And most of the times, your socks didn't match. You'd have one white sock and one black sock. It's very strange. So Ramanujacharya said, and then I'll show you how great a devotee this Dhanardas, who was married, is. And so he told the sannyasis to go over to Dhanardas' house while Dhanardas was not there, and steal his wife's jewelry from her body. Not exactly brahmacharya activity, but anyway, So she was sleeping, and they took the jewels off her body. And then she turned over, and they ran away. And Ramanujacharya said to his disciples, go look in the window, see what her husband, Dhanardas, says when he sees his wife. So Dhanardas gets home. He sees his wife and says, why do you only have jewelry on the half of your body? His wife said, because the brahmacharis took the other half, and I turned over so they could take the second half. And the brahmacharis went, seeing how renounced she was, because they were thinking, the temple needs money. I mean, how many ladies would give their jewelry for the temple? Not many. So then the brahmacharis understood that they were more attached than this household. Very interesting story, isn't it? Very, very interesting story. So, Lord Jagannath, here's another story about Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath sent Ramanujacharya to Navadvip to see Lord Chaitanya. Of course, we understand Lord Chaitanya appeared after that, but he manifested himself even 1,000 years, almost 1,000 years ago, before Ramanujacharya. And he told Ramanujacharya that you should just preach what we call dasharas. Just preach servants to Krishna. He said, later on when I appear, I will preach Vatsalya, Satya, and Madhuri ras. That means the friendship ras with Krishna, the parental ras with Krishna, and the conjugal, or the like Radharani and the gopis relationship with Krishna. So Ramanujacharya knew about these things, but he didn't preach it because he wanted to give that service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared about 500 years after Ramanujacharya appeared. Finally, he decided to leave this world. This is a disappearance pastime. And he told his disciples, we have 3 more days before I leave this world, so you should make a deity of me. So he made a deity, the disciples made a deity, and he breathed onto the deity to install it. And that deity is right in front of his actual samadhi. And he said, here are my final instructions. So these are the final instructions that Ramanujacharya gave his disciples before he left the world. Number one, serve the Vaishnavas. We understand every morning we're saying Vancha Kalpa Purubhya's Chak, Vipassanudhya Vichak, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Maha. Number two, have faith in the Vedas, accept everything the Vedas say, and have faith in the Vaishnavas devotees. Number three, conquer lust, anger, greed, illusion, and envy. These are called anarthas. You should work on this, he said to his disciples. And finally, the final thing he said, you should always worship Narayan. Because he was a devotee of Narayan, of course. Lord Narayan is an expansion of Krishna. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ete Chansa Kalatvamsa. Krishna is too, Bhagavan Swayam. And so, but Lord Narayan has 4 arms, and Krishna has 2 arms. But when Krishna wants to hide from the gopis, what does he do? He makes himself have 4 arms. And he's called Chaturbhuj. You've heard that before? That means 4 arms. And so the gopis, they're looking for Krishna. And they see Lord Narayan. Of course, they offer their obeisances. They say, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Prabhupada. And then they will say, all glories to Prabhupada, obviously. But they say, please accept our obeisances, Lord Narayan. And they ask Lord Narayan, where's Krishna? Give us some directions. You know, so that, in other words, they're approaching Lord Narayan like if you're driving a car, you roll your window down. Say, sir, come here. You ever do that? Drive in a car, roll your window, come here. Where do I get to such and such house? Because in Fiji, there's no directions. Yeah, GPS doesn't work in Fiji. Anyway, so they say, how can I get to such and such house? So they were doing that with Lord Narayan. How can I see Vishnu? How can I see Krishna? But then when Radharani came, Krishna couldn't keep his extra 2 arms. They just disappeared. Because she has so much love for Krishna, Krishna couldn't hide from her. This is nice, isn't it? So, anyway, so that's Lord Narayan. And he left this world, he put his head on the lap of one of his disciples named Govinda, who was his cousin also. And he left this world in Sri Rangam. And we mentioned his Samani is there, with his deities there. And it's a very beautiful temple. All over the temple they're chanting what? Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. Om Namo Narayanaya. It's on the loudspeaker. And in that temple, Lord Chaitanya visited there about 450 years ago, a little bit more. Lord Chaitanya visited that temple and he stayed at the house of one of his great devotees named Venkatesha. Venkatabhata. And another great devotee, Prabhananda Saraswati, was there. And little tiny Gopal Bhatta, who became Gopal Bhatta Goswami, was there. He stayed right next to the temple, because in the temple of Sri Rangam, there's the Brahmins live in one circle around the temple, then the Kshatriyas in a wider circle, then the Vaishyas in a wider circle, and then the Shudras in a very wide circle. And so he stayed there, and when he was there, of course he preached Krishna consciousness, but Lord Chaitanya felt so much separation from Lord Jagannath that he carved his own deities of Lord Jagannath there. Didn't you see the deities when you went there? Little deities of Lord Jagannath. Right across the road from the house of Venkatabhata. Yeah. It's not developed that much, yes. It's beautiful deities, isn't it? Beautiful small deities of Lord Chaitanya, because he was feeling so much separation from Lord Jagannath. And so Lord Chaitanya spent 4 months there in Sri Rangam. And he converted some of the followers of Ramanujacharya to worship Krishna. He would have some arguments with them. He said, basically one thing he said was that Lakshmi, she's devoted, so devoted to Narayan, and she's doing austerities to go to Vrindavan, but you can't enter Vrindavan. That's a mystery. And Lord Chaitanya said, why? And Venkatabhata didn't know. And he said, because Lakshmi is attached to opulence. And in Vrindavan, everything is very simple and spontaneous. She's attached to worshipping Lord Vishnu and opulence. But in Vrindavan, they worship Lord Vishnu like you see, or Krishna, like you see, sometimes they tie him up. Like Damodar, right? And Krishna likes to be tied up more than he does with all the prayers of all the demigods. And Krishna not only does he like to get tied up, he starts crying. I guess. So this is the story of Ramanujacharya and Sri Rangam. Any questions or comments about these things? Questions, comments, arguments? Problems? Yes.
On top of the temple, they have a golden
Viman.
And that's related to Ayodhya and Vibhushan. He didn't want to go back to Lanka.
Yeah.
Lord Ram going to just stay here and watch Lanka.
Yes, Lord Ram. That's a very wonderful story. That there's a golden Viman and Vibhushan was able to watch Lanka from there. And then Vibhishan also comes, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Vibhishan comes to see Lord Jagannath once a year. That some people who are in the near the ocean, they see this giant person come out of the ocean, and he makes himself very normal size. And then he goes to see Lord Jagannath, and he comes back. So Vibhishan, yes, very nice story. It's a golden Viman on the top. Many of these temples in India, they have gold pillars, gold vimans, gold chakras. Very, very wealthy temples in India. Especially, you know, Sri Rangam and what to speak of, Tirumala. Yeah, Tirumala. Tirumala is the top. Tirupati is the bottom. And that's where Balaji is. And does anyone know why the Muslims never attacked the Balaji temple in Tirumala? You heard me tell the story. I'll tell you this. You heard me, but I can tell the story again. Very funny story. Because we all know how Muslims don't like pigs, right? Ew, pigs. You know, we don't like them either, but I'm not afraid of them. So what happened is that there was a whole army of Muslims getting ready to attack the temple there, Balaji's temple in Tirumala. And they were surrounding the hills. And then one intelligent devotee understood how to keep them from going up. He said, you better not go there. They worship a pig up there. And that pig, of course, is Lord Varaha. Because before you see Balaji, you've got to go to Lord Varaha's temple. And so they were scared of Lord Varaha. And so they never came up. And that's the richest temple in India. And nobody ever robbed that temple. Very nice. Okay. Any other questions? So it's the 1,000th anniversary of Ramanujacharya. Very, very important. From his sampradaya or his disciplic succession. Oh, one interesting other note, not about Ramanujacharya, but about Madhvacharya's disciplic succession, is that we are members of Madhvacharya's disciplic succession. But up to a few months ago, there was some philosophical difference between the members of Madhvacharya's disciplic succession and us as members of Madhvacharya, because we're Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So what happened is that recently, within the last few months, the acharyas in the Madhvacharya moths in Udupi, which is where Madhvacharya was, have come to the realization that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. And they installed the deity of Lord Chaitanya. And they said, yes, Prabhupada is the greatest preacher in the modern day and world. You know, after Madhvacharya, of course. So they come to recognize Prabhupada. They install the deity of Lord Chaitanya and they're worshiping him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pretty interesting, isn't it? So in this way, all the sampradayas will eventually recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they will recognize his divine grace of the Prabhupada as the foremost teacher of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement in the modern day and age. Okay? So we should end now. Okay, thank you very much. And Sripad Ramanujacharya ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. Okay. But a lot of people watching us. Rupanuga is watching us from here. Ah, that's Radha Karuna.
Yeah, I have
some. Oh, yeah, some people.
What? Them
oh, that's nice. Rishesri. You all remember Rishesri? She was here. She was at Lina before. You remember? And now she is in Slovenia. So we did an exchange. We sent her to Slovenia, we got Gargamuni from Slovenia. It's like sometimes the teams, they exchange. And then now she's getting married, and Gargamuni is going to be hopefully taking sannyas. And Radha Sharan is watching. Vrindavan Chandra is watching, too. Vrindavan Chandra, who has left us. We wish we had him back. Okay, all glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada.